At a gravesite in Kenosha this Veterans Day, words that no mother wants to hear.
On behalf of the President of the United States, the United States Army, and a grateful nation, please accept this flag as a symbol.
Even if they're spoken 47 years after your son's death, it took that long for the partial remains of James Van Bendegem to be returned to his hometown. In 1967, Van Bendegem's undermanned unit was ambushed. Edward Moody was there.
It was a bad day that day. I know that, you know, it's a real. We just got overrun. A lot of people died.
Over 50 soldiers died that day, including some that otherwise might have lived had not the enemy killed many of the wounded on the battlefield.
I could hear my head shooting when I was down. I said, well, I'm dead today.
Moody survived. Van Bendegem was wounded in capture and listed as missing in action until recently, when a DNA test determined that a bone that had been held by a Vietnamese woman looking to curry favors with immigration came back as that of Van Bendegem's. For Moody of Canton, North Carolina, and other battle survivors who attended the service, simply being there was important. And on this Veterans Day, they have this wish for the rest of us.
Never forget the veterans on this day.
Yep. Same thing. Never forget us.
Yeah, today's a great day. You know, we got one of our own back. And I mean, that's very important. You know, that's very important because you worry about it.
For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.